Good evening. Tonight in a London hospital, there are two future kings of England, father and son. Duchess Catherine, the former Kate Middleton, gave birth to a baby boy in the late afternoon London time. Mother and child are said to be doing well. The Queen has expressed her happiness through a statement. So has Prince Charles, who tonight became a grandfather for the first time. The message emblazoned in light tonight atop the British Telecom Tower in London says it all, heralding the birth of a child who will grow up before our eyes and grow up to lead, even though we don't yet know his name. We begin our coverage tonight with NBC's Chris Jansing outside St. Mary's Hospital in London, where inside a family of three is resting comfortably. Chris, good evening.
Good evening, Brian. Well, by royal standards, it's actually a very modern decision that William is spending the night tonight with Kate and their new son. And a big boy it is, almost 8.5 pounds. He is the Prince of Cambridge, the first here in England in almost 200 years. And I think the royal couple reflected the feelings of a lot of people when they issued a simple statement tonight saying, "We could not be happier."
The cheers echoed across the grounds of Buckingham Palace. A boy born at 4:24 p.m., 8 pounds, 6 ounces. The official word came from St. Mary's Hospital, carried by car to Buckingham Palace, where it was posted on an easel that once announced Prince William's birth. From town criers to towers, unique celebrations, because what had been dubbed the Great Kate Wait was finally over.
Congratulations! Woo!
Proud to be British. Absolutely. It's amazing.
Queen Elizabeth came home to Buckingham Palace from her castle in Windsor and said in a statement tonight that she was delighted, as were other British leaders.
It is an important moment in the life of our nation, but I suppose above all, it's a wonderful moment for a warm and loving couple who got a brand new baby boy.
New grandfather Prince Charles said he was overjoyed after a day in York, 200 miles north of London, where he got today's news and a present. Brits woke up this morning to find out that Kate had gone to the hospital.
Hello again, after just waking up, really, really exciting news.
But William and Kate arrived so stealthily, none of the scores of photographers who camped out for days got them going in the back entrance.
No one wants to be photographed mid-contraction, so I think they did it very, very cleverly. They actually switched cars.
The crowd of international media grew quickly, joined by curious Brits. Dieva Diada was so excited, she baked a cake and traveled 5 hours to be here.
I got a taxi, I got a coach, I got a train, I got a tube.
It really gives the whole country a bit of a boost.
When William was born in 1982, the obstetrician reported he cried lustily. This time, no additional details from the doctors after more than 10 hours of labor. Of course, it's called labor for a reason, but the Lindo wink definitely makes the best of it. Georgie McGrath delivered Molly and Ollie there.
You have a special menu. You can choose from what you would like, you know, some lobster or whatever, champagne.
And what will the new prince be named?
George, the regal George, very, very popular. Several large, three, even a four-figure bet on that.
And it's a very good bet that tonight, many a Brit is raising a pint to the future king.
And tomorrow we could get our first look at the future king. When William was born, Charles and Diana came out on those very same steps behind me 21 hours after the birth. Brian?
Chris Jansing, the very happy city of London tonight. Chris, thanks.